The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation in mid-April released the Supplemental Draft Environmental Impact Statement for the Bel Air Resort at Catskill Park, as well as a unit management plan and draft environmental impact statement for the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center, along with a document analyzing the cumulative impacts of both. The comment period ends June 24th, which, according to Eric Goldstein, senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, is too short.
This is a very tight timetable under the best of circumstances, and in view of the complexity of the material and the numerous documents involved, it makes sense to take a little extra time to secure the most beneficial and meaningful public involvement.
And so, says Goldstein, the NRDC is submitting a letter this week to the DEC requesting an extension.
We're requesting a 30-day extension of the comment deadline, which is necessary to carefully review the lengthy and technically complex materials that are spelled out in the draft environmental impact statement, the draft unit management plan, the cumulative impact analysis, the proposed permits, and the voluminous appendices to all of these documents.
A DEC spokeswoman says the department has no comment since it has not yet received the letter, but would consider the request once the letter is received. Daniel Russo, attorney for Crossroads Ventures, the developers of the Bel Air Resort, declined to comment on the same grounds. The modified proposal for the two-hotel resort emerges from an initial proposal more than 14 years ago for a resort more than twice the size that brought much controversy. Again, here's Goldstein.
In this instance, one other complicating factor is that we have several consultants who we are in the process of retaining to help us review specific aspects of the project. And so getting them on board, getting them up to speed, getting their written reports back, all of that takes time, and as we look at a schedule and see how it plays out, we see that the current deadline won't provide us the time for that meaningful independent consultant's review. So that's part of the reason why we are requesting this additional time now.
He says other groups may also sign the NRDC letter. The Bel Air Mountain Ski Center is operated by the Olympic Regional Development Authority, but remains under the jurisdiction of the DEC. Plans include a major expansion. Before the public comment period ends June 24th, the DEC has scheduled a public hearing for May 29th in two sessions, one at 3, the other at 6, at the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center on Route 28 in High Mount. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.